Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
To the west of the great continent of Kern lies the island provinces of Perth, home to brave seafarers, exotic pleasures, storms of swirling magical energy, and cults dedicated to the old gods. Upon these white sands came the Eve's Watch, a band of sellswords and brutes seeking their fortune upon the shores of these lands. Let me tell you of this age of legends, for I and I alone am keeper of their saga. This is their chronicle.
Giel, you are facing down the proboscises, proboscis of several house cat sized mosquitoes. You think the little ones are annoying.
House size, you said?
House cat sized.
I'm going to yell for Shin and I'm going to attack the first one that's come close to me.
Well, they are within range of your maul. A whole swarm of them.
How many?
There's a lot.
GM, do we need initiative?
We need initiative. Well, let's all do initiative, and then
including the ones that are sleeping.
I was going to say, except me and Shin sleeping.
Yeah, but eventually, if you're lucky, everybody else will wake up.
If we're lucky, we'll finish this right off the bat, and they all get to their rest.
We'll start with Koo.
I got a 12.
Novak?
17.
Tuco is a 6. Shin?
17.
Mule?
13.
Gio?
6.
And GM?
12. Now, the only ones that are awake are Shin and Giel. So we will start with Shin.
I will interact with object in order to get my crossbow off my back and take a shot. That is a 16.
That'll hit.
For 3 points of damage.
GM is up.
Giel.
Yes.
6 of them move in on you. You know there's a GM screen for a reason, Frank.
I like the way he peers over like a vulture, trying to laugh at each 1 or 2 you roll.
They are,
your fault that you put me this close to you.
I think Lou put you this close to you, to me. They move in and are trying to find an open area of flesh, but your swats with your maul in your hand and your wild kicks at them are keeping them at bay. Shin, 6 soon to be disappointed mosquitoes move in on you, surrounding you, and one of them lands on your back, hits you with a nat 20 for 2 points of damage.
Damn bloodsucker.
Giel, you see this massive mosquito land on the back of Shin and bury its proboscis into his back. You can see. Do you have blood? Shin, you have blood, right?
Yeah,
I guess
blood.
So.
You can see the blood being drawn in like this grotesque sucking motion as the mosquito begins to suck Shin's blood. You can see it filling its abdomen as it draws the blood from Shin's body into it.
And how far is Shin from me?
Shin's probably, where were you at the time that he was doing his patrol of the perimeter, Shin?
Doing the same thing.
Just on the opposite end.
Yeah.
So 30 feet away. One full movement away from you.
Because I said I had my net over me. I'm going to take my net off of me and throw it over the ones that are in front of me. I'm going to attempt that anyway. What would you like me to roll?
Just base. Yeah,
there are rules. I think there are rules for nets. I'm just going to take a look quick.
Okay.
There's a rule for nets. Yeah. Are we playing Pathfinder? Seems there's a rule for everything.
It has its own section in the weapons. Nets and something. Yeah. Tridents.
Yeah, so... I think it's just a standard attack roll.
With none of your bonuses, you're not proficient in network, are you? You see what I did there, Lou? Network, you know, the whole IT thing? No? All right.
I thought it was clever.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, he'd probably get his dex bonus to the roll, if any.
13.
Ranged.
13. You cast your net in kind of an awkward fashion because you have your maul in one hand, and it flies through the air. You do your best to mimic the movement of sailors your fishermen you've seen. It lands across 4 of them. They dip in the air down to about 2 feet off the ground. under the weight of the net. This being a hammock.
Yeah. So I'm going to use my movement to get over to Shin.
Okay. So you race over to Shin, who's got this giant mosquito sucking his blood. I can't wait for next round to see how you get rid of this.
Well, I got a question. Since we leveled up, are we using that now?
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to use my second attack to try to skillfully with the maul get it off his back.
Just a light tap on my back. Okay.
This can't possibly go bad.
At least he's not raging. It's a reckless attack.
I'm going to reckless attack.
You're not raging. Or you can reckless attack when you're... Okay.
Ooh. 22.
Ooh.
What was the other roll?
5.
Describe to me how you're going to skillfully with a maul on a 6-foot handle.
I'm going to come up with overhand and try to come down just skimming the backside of his backside.
That couldn't have gone there.
Roll your damage.
I would have found a way to, you know, move around with a pulverized spine.
10 points.
The mosquito explodes when you strike it. It slams into the ground behind Shin and explodes in this eruption of blood, which splatters up the front of your legs, up your chest, and the lower part of your face. Shin is launched forward. You take 2 points of damage, laying sprawling underneath the swarm of mosquitoes. The mosquitoes begin to spiral down towards Shin.
The sucker portion of the mosquito, is that still
in? Still sticking out of Shin's back.
In the 6 seconds that have passed, do the rest of us get a passive perception of some sort?
That's my turn.
Have you made any noise? Has anybody made any attempt to rouse the...
I'm about to.
Okay.
He yelled for Shin.
Oh, that's right.
That'd be a bellow, I would think.
Yep.
Yeah. The rest of you are startled awake by a bellow. But before we move forward, Shin, what are you...
I use my movement to stand up.
Stand up amidst the swarm of mosquitoes.
Yep. That's just half move, so you still
got it. Okay, half a move?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I look over at Jill, say, come with me for a ride, and I cast Thunderstep.
Jill is no longer within 5 feet of you. He was kind enough to launch you forward with his delicate strike.
I use my remaining movement to get to him.
Okay. You get to Jill, and followed then, by a bunch of hungry mosquitoes. Yep.
And then I will Thunderstep.
But they get parting shots, attacks of opportunity, because you're moving out of their space.
Are any of the ones hitting him under the net?
No.
Okay. Just so you know, from a rules...
That was 30 feet away.
Oh, okay. Just from a rules perspective, they are now restrained.
There were 6 on Jill and 6 on Shin.
I was surprised the 2 that weren't restrained did not get attacks of opportunity on you.
Shin, one of them hits you with a nat 20.
You're just a nat 20 magnet.
3 points of damage. It is on your back. Another one hits you for 5 points of damage and is attached to your thigh. And the other one hits you for 4 points of damage, attached itself to your belly.
Your pincushion.
Shin comes running over to you a lot slower than you used to moving because he's carrying a few big mosquitoes. Shin, are you still going to Thunderstep?
I am still going to Thunderstep.
The rest of the mosquitoes are following fast behind you.
The first part of the spell, 90 feet away, Jill and I will pop up into an unoccupied space. As I leave, there will be a tremendous... that will dispense 3d10 on a save and half that on a non-save, and the save is versus their constitution.
What's the target number?
That would be my target number, which would be a 13.
I believe that's everything within 10 feet.
Everything within 10 feet of me, yes.
Roll your damage.
8.
8 points.
And if I'm correct, the 3 who were embedded in him would be left behind. They were not willing creatures for the transport.
I believe that's DM's call. This exact scenario came up in one of my games, so you get to call.
At first you hear Jill bellow, "Shin," and then there is this clap of thunder, like a gunshot from a really big gun. And it is now top of the initiative order, except for Jill and Shin.
What happens with the mosquitoes in the area? Or do we not know?
We don't know. We're not awake yet.
Gotcha.
At the top of the initiative order is 217s, Lovac, and Shin, but Shin is finished, so Lovac.
I will spring up, because we're always on alert, and quickly survey the area and see if I can determine what's going on, reaching for my sword as I stand.
Initially, the call of Shin's name alerted you that something was going on, and you were still a little bleary, but then there was the massive crack of thunder that really brought you to full awake mode. As you spring up, grab your sword, you stand face to face with a house cat sized mosquito. A swarm of mosquitoes in the area. Out of the corner of your eye, you see Shin and Jill appear across the camp, close to the actual campsite. At first, it's all you see is Jill, and then he pivots to face this swarm of mosquitoes, revealing Shin, who's much smaller than him. Shin is covered with three mosquitoes, covered because they're really big. One on his back, one on his front, one on his thighs. You can see dark fluid coursing through the proboscis into their abdomens. There's a mass of them under a net. Well, under a hammock that was used as a net. And the rest of the swarm moving in towards the party. Around Moulay and Tuco and Ku are other mosquitoes.
Oh, yo, get up. We have an insect swarm. I will swing at the one that's directly in front of me. That is a 24 to hit.
That'll do it.
And that's 6 points damage. Hopefully knocking it out of the way. Then I'm going to reach down, interact with object, and grab my shield.
You swat the mosquito out of the way with a sword. There is a spray of blood that spatters across your chest. It flies in a crooked and awkward fashion from a broken wing down to the ground and begins to flop about, trying to right itself. You reach down, grab your shield, and are now fully prepared. Next.
You get a second attack, though.
Yeah, but is there any other targets immediately around me?
Well, is that one still alive?
It is.
Yeah, but I'm going to ignore it. It's injured. It's on the ground. There's others that are a more direct threat. If it's right next to me and it's the closest target, then... But if there's others flying in the immediate area, I'll swing at one of them instead.
There is a swarm, so it is a target-rich environment.
Then I'll swing at one of the flying ones. That is not going to hit with a natural one.
You swat at the mosquito who pivots around and maneuvers behind you. Next.
Next is Moulay at a 13.
All right, I wake up. Very awake.
Very awake.
Holy shit. Okay. Stand up. So swarm. Big swarm. Like, we were talking 30, 40, 50 of these
things. In many ways. Right. You're looking at a swarm of what you imagine is about 20 of these things. The air seems like it's full of them because they're so large. There's this rapid beating of wings, and there's a buzz in the air that's almost deafening.
All right. Ignoring the one closest to me, I'm going to cast sleep on as many as I can fit in a 20-foot radius burst without affecting my companions. So maybe 10 or so of them. All right. 44 hit points worth of house cat-sized mosquitoes are now unconscious.
You summon up this sinister universal energy that's given to you by your patron. A wave emits from your hands. You can see the ripple in the air, almost as if the air itself was like water, and five of them drop to the ground.
Next is a pair of 12s at GM and Ku.
Ku?
Ku is in his hammock, but his hammock is so large he's kind of wrapped in it. He comes awake, alert, yes?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Now it's just a matter of getting out of the hammock. Do you want any kind of roll for that? Because depending upon where it is, the hammock could twist and, you know, because it's not like he's like, got to remember where the opening is.
Yeah, it's not like you're zipped in the hammock, but you do have the mosquito netting That must make you feel at least a little bit better.
Not if this says. Well, can I see how big they are?
They're huge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I need to get out of this hammock.
You can roll to either side relatively easily. You're pretty dexterous.
Okay. And then how many are in my immediate vicinity?
In your immediate vicinity, there's one buzzing about the mosquito netting in the hammock, trying to find its way in. It's dipping in and probing the mosquito netting and buzzing around to the other side and coming up from the top.
And about how high in the air is it?
Maybe 5 feet.
That's a
your hammock. Yeah, your hammock's pretty low.
Then I'm going to take out my masterwork dagger and try and jump up into it. 14.
14 will hit.
8 points of damage. Does that kill it?
It does not.
Flurry of blows. I come back to the ground. I jump back up with an uppercut. 12.
12 will hit.
So that will be 4 points of damage. Does that kill it?
Yes.
Okay. And then I will take a move action to... So what's around me as far as cover?
Nothing really other than the jungle. There's the rock with the cairn where you buried that warrior. That provides some cover, you know, partial cover, but there's, the air above you.
How far away are Geel and Lovak?
Lovak is closer to you than Geel is. Geel is probably a full movement away. Lovak is a half a movement.
Now, when you say full movement, do you mean 30 feet, 60 feet?
30 feet.
30 feet? I'm going to take my 30-foot move. I'm going to use Geel, and I'm going between his legs.
Geel is farther away.
Oh.
Like, Lovak is closer.
Oh, Lovak is 30 feet away.
Yeah.
Okay, and Geel's 60 feet.
Yes.
Okay, never mind. I'm going to go back to back with Lovak, or my back to the back of his legs.
GM.
Shin. You take 7 points of damage from the mosquitoes that are on you. Lovak, out of the corner of your eye, you see Ku approaching you. You can feel him behind you. He is back to back with Lovak.
Back to back with Lovak.
Mosquito moves in on you. And has your armor class changed since?
Yes, because I don't have my armor on it. Right now it's a 15.
Oh. You are hit for 5 points of damage. A mosquito plants itself on your chest, dips up underneath your shield, and you can feel the proboscis penetrate your chest. Geel, there's some incoming mosquitoes. They'll make it to your position in the next round. Shin is still covered with them. When you stand up, Tuco, you are faced with a swarm of mosquitoes in the camp. Two of them swoop down for an attack, and you're able to bat them out of your way. Moulay. Another three mosquitoes move in on you. One of them stings you for 6 points of damage, attaching itself to your side just underneath your right arm. That is the end of my turn.
We have two sixes, Tuco and Geel. Tuco will go first. Tuco has at least three, I believe.
Yes.
Who are attacking me presently. As he sat bolt upright, he grabbed for his rapier, which is positioned next to his bedroll, grabbed a dagger, and he will attempt to stab one with a rapier. Rolled a 3, plus 6.
That is a miss.
And after that miss, without any bonuses, he will attempt to take his dagger to another one. That is a 19.
That'll hit.
Do I get damage bonus on that if it's offhand or no bonus?
You do not. Not
just
the
weapon.
Not unless you have the feet for it.
And dagger is a d4. For 2 points of damage.
You roll across your bedroll over your sword and dagger, and as you do so, you grab a hold of them, thrust your rapier up at one of the mosquitoes, nicking its wing, and then your dagger at the same mosquito, striking it in what you can describe best as its belly.
I will use half my movement to stand. As I survey, who's closest to me that's in my party?
Moulay.
Will I get there in 15 feet?
Yes.
I will move to Moulay's side. Now, attack of opportunity. But I will use my uncanny dodge if it comes up.
Correct.
That Tuco is a slippery one.
You are unscathed when you move out of their space.
That is the end of Tuco's turn. Geel.
So Geel is next to Shin. Sees one that you said on his stomach.
Yes.
One on his thigh.
Yes.
And then one on his back.
Yes.
I'm going to bear hug him to try to squish them and then drop and roll.
I was expecting surgical maw.
Surgical maw.
Are you going to resist the grapple, Shin?
No, I'll go along with it.
And then there's a drop and roll afterwards.
You grab a hold of Shin and hold him aloft. Amidst the melee, you see this scene unfold.
Hugs of brotherly compassion?
Yes, where Jill gets behind him. Shin bends down, wraps his massive arms around him, lifts him up. You can almost hear Shin gasp as the big corded muscles of Jill wrap around him in a crushing bear hug. And then he drops. Shin, you can see the horror-stricken looks on the faces of your companions as the ground rushes up to meet you. You are dropped to the ground with Jill's full, massive girth on top of you. There is a rush of air as it exits your body forcefully. You make a sound kind of like a retch. It just comes out when all the air is gone. And then Jill begins to roll. An explosion of blood and bug goo as Jill rolls repeatedly over on top of you, off you, on top of you, on top, over you, on top of you. It's
all while saying, I got you.
One of the most painful experiences that you have ever endured. And you take 3 points of damage and come to a rest with Jill on top of you, his crushing weight sandwiching you between several hundred pounds of giant and a rocky jungle floor.
Don't forget the Sturge jelly.
The new season of Roll Gay Roleplay uncovers the mysteries of Soul Quest City. This comedy fiction story follows four detectives. Bay.
Let's go kill somebody.
Linspector St. Tit.
Obviously, I am a man of sophisticated cigarette taste.
Rux Baldacchino.
Hey, did you say atthog? Make sure they're, like, regular atthogs, no ketchup.
And Zastasha Felzar.
Hashtag live, laugh, love. Hashtag tentacle. Hashtag bailing you out.
As they search for clues and unlock secrets, one client at a time. Season 5 of Roll Gay Roleplay is available now on your preferred podcast platform.
Next initiative is the 2 17s, Lovac and Shin. I believe Shin would be up first.
Shin should be next, yeah.
I attempt to get away from this grapple.
Should be easy enough, greased up as you are.
Am I going to face resistance to me trying to get out?
No.
And I am going to, let's see, that'll count as...
Acrobatics would do it, probably.
Or athletics.
Oh. Or athletics.
20, so it...
With all the blood and the gore, it is easy for you to slip out of Jill's crushing grasp. It's almost like you pop out.
Under that situation, would we count this as an action or as movement?
I count it as movement.
Good, because that means that I can cure wounds on myself because I'm down to 1.
It's a good thing Jill's got you. Now, keep in mind, you have several of these mosquito mouth tubes sticking out of you still. There's the one on your back. You can feel the ones on your belly and your thigh, and then the second one on your back. They're all kind of crooked and mangled up from being rolled around on.
It'll take too long to get rid of them. I'm just going to cast Cure on myself. At level 3, 8 points damage healed.
Plus your ability modifier.
Oh, 10 healed.
Is Shin finished?
Shin is now finished.
No back.
He almost was.
I don't know why he's moving. I'm not moving anymore. I saved him.
I'm going to hug you and love you.
Quick survey around. I know I got a few buzzing around and stuff like that, but I want to know where all my party members are. I want to know what else is other threats. So I'm just going to do a, you know, stay with me here, Koo, and I'm going to do a quick little 360. Well, just kind of moving my sword out in front of me to kind of wave them off for the moment.
You see Jill and Shin rolling around off to your left. On the ground, Moulay and Tuco are back to back, and you know exactly where Koo is. There are still several mosquitoes in the area. Six have been dispatched already. There is a mass of mosquitoes underneath a hammock that someone cast on them. They are... Huh?
How far away is it?
You can easily get there in a movement. They're hovering about 2 feet off the ground.
Lovac.
Yeah.
Shin is off to the left.
Well, Shin and...
Shin is off the left.
Yes.
Do we see him standing?
He is extracting himself now from the gore and casting.
Do we see his pack anywhere?
Shin's?
Yes.
Shin's got a bedroll laid out. There's a... his pack is next to it.
We need to get to his pack, and he might still have some smoke bombs in there.
Okay. I need to clear a path first.
Okay.
Stay with me. Mm-hmm. I'm heading for the net full of mosquitoes.
Okay.
Why does Shin have a bedroll?
Yeah, no kidding. Somewhere to keep his stuff off the ground, I guess. As I run up, I'm going to hope he's swatting them away, because I'm going to run and grab a couple of corners, then tuck it underneath, grab a couple more corners, cinch it up, and start whirling it above my head. Windmill style. I know I'm not going to hit Koo, he's too short. And then start heading for Shin's stuff.
Lovac bursts into action, straight for the hammock full of mosquitoes. He quickly gathers it up and begins swinging it wildly about his head as he starts running for Shin's pack with Koo hot on his heels.
If anything gets in my way, I'll try to hit it.
Nothing but fun out here today, eh, Tico?
Go ahead and make an attack.
Alrighty, let's do that, shall we? That's going to be a 17.
Is there a rule in there, Jared, for what kind of damage a sack full of cat-sized mosquitoes does?
That would be considered an improvised weapon.
It would?
Correct. Improvised weapons by default deal D4.
Plus strength modifier.
Yes? Yeah. Yeah, it'd be D4 plus your strength modifier. Yep.
Okay, so that's going to be a 7 points damage to the thing I hit, as well as the things inside the net.
I believe there are also three asleep somewhere.
There are six. There are six asleep.
Five asleep.
Five, correct.
The mosquito explodes in the air, showering blood and gore on you. Who? You are ungooed by the exploding mosquito. The buzzing in the hammock isn't as loud as it was before, and you make it to Shin's pack, sitting neatly on a bedroll that looks like it's never been used before.
There you go, Koo. I'll keep the place clear.
You ever watch football? And whenever there's like a ruling that they have to go to instant replay or the replay, they have to go and look at it. In the future, we should have Jared on speed dial. So that way he'd be like, I'm challenging the ruling on the field. We need to call Jared.
Yeah, he can have a little like headset with an antenna on it. And for the listeners, if you're ever wondering what to do with a hammock full of cat-sized mosquitoes, just remember, it's an improvised weapon, and it'll do 1d4, plus a lot of goo.
Plus strength.
Plus strength.
Next is Moulet.
I give my expert ruling, and then I try to deal with some mosquitoes. There are still some right in front of me, yes? So, Tico, you'll hear Moulet emit a low growl in his throat as a beast on the hunt. Make a gesture with my hands, and my nails grow to very sharp, long proportions, and I slash at the mosquito in front of me. That is a 23 to hit.
That should do it just fine.
He takes 9 points of acid damage.
That mosquito goes down in several pieces. You swipe through the air with a bestial growl. Wings, abdomen, and head drop to the ground. Gore and acid dripping from your claws.
I will give another low growl. It sounds like satisfaction. And I'll stay tight to Tuco, so I end my turn there.
Next up is the pair of 12s, Koo and GM.
Koo.
So Koo is hot on Lovac's heels and gets to Shin's bedroll with his pack. Koo then interacts with the object to find and look through the pack for the smoke bombs.
They're easy to find.
There are six containers.
There's no light here, so you wouldn't be able to tell.
Okay, well, you can feel. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, then if there's no light and you can't see, then it doesn't matter what I wrote on them.
Exactly. Are they all full?
Three are empty, three are smoke bombs, and three are not.
What are the are nots?
A strychnine?
Strychnine.
We got three strychnine bombs.
Well, this will be interesting. They're easy to find. They're round, they're delicate, and they're wrapped in several layers of cloth.
Okay. I should be able to tell the difference between a empty jar and a full jar.
Yes.
That brings it to 50-50.
Yes.
Then I will pull out my tinderbox and start trying to light it, and then roll it away.
Ku is frantically striking his flint and steel as you're swatting away these massive buzzing mosquitoes. Roll percentage dice.
We don't get to use those too often now, do we?
Oh. And tell me what you got.
0-1.
How many are you going to cast out?
One.
Just one?
Yeah, just one, because I figured that's as many as I can get at a time.
Yep. You light it. There is a gentle wisp of smoke. Are you going to toss it? Are you going to roll it? And where are you going to toss or roll it?
Where does the majority of the mosquitoes seem to be at this present moment?
At this present moment, the majority of them look like they're around Jill and Shin.
Approximately how far away are they?
20, 25 feet.
Okay. I'm going to toss it. I'm going to try and toss it about, the smoke's supposed to go, I think, about 20 feet. So I'm going to toss it about 15 feet away. So it'll cover them. It'll cover us.
You toss it, lob it underhanded up in the air. It lands on the ground, shatters, and then there's a massive poof of smoke that begins to fill the area. So far, so good.
Are you finished? Ooh,
that would be my turn.
GM.
Jill, you are harried by more mosquitoes.
He's prone. They have advantage.
Yep.
Yeah, that is correct.
Two of them land on you, burying their mouth parts into your back. You take 2 points of damage. Shin, they have a taste for you, it seems. One lands on you, you swat it off with a hand. Another one looks like he's coming in for an attack, and you swat him away. It's another nat one.
You just rolled 2 nat 20s against him.
I did. You deserve one of those, I guess. Lovac.
That AC is 16. I'm sorry. I told you 15. I forgot my bump.
Oh, that's okay. Right. They didn't hit anyway. The mosquitoes are coming in, attacking, buzzing around Ku. You swat one away. One of them lands on you. You are able to brush it off with the flat of your sword. Another one dives in and misses.
The sword or the bag?
The bag is still swinging above my head with one arm. So I do still have a sword.
You're doing a one-handed swing?
Yep.
With the bag still?
Well, it's not very heavy. I don't need two hands.
Two of them move in on you to attack, and you're able to bat them out of the way with your bag of mosquitoes. Ooh, one of them swoops down while you're fishing for more of those bombs, does a strafing attack at you. You dip yourself to the right, and it passes by you. Boulay and Tuco, you are able to keep two more at bay by swatting them away from you before they have an opportunity to land and take hold. End of my turn.
How many points of damage do I take from the one that's still in my chest?
1 point of damage.
Oh, no. Next is the 2-6, Tuco and Geo. Tuco, still with rapier and dagger in hand, is attacking the closest mosquito with the rapier first. That's an 11. Hit or miss?
That's a miss.
And the dagger is an 8.
You get your +6 to the dagger. You get your bonus to attack, just not damage.
Oh, even the offhand?
Yes.
Oh, so 8 + 6, whatever that is.
14.
There you go.
That'll hit.
Well, out of calculator, he is just so lost.
For 1 point of damage. And then before he ends his turn, Tuco says to Malay, I don't know who set that smoke bomb off, but I wouldn't go in there.
Not planning on it.
That ends Tuco's turn. Geo.
I got one on my back, you said?
Yes.
I'm going to roll. I can't reach it.
You're muscle bound. not flexible enough to.
So I'm just going to do one roll, then stand up.
Get it off! Geo is yelling, get it off, as he's rolling around. He looks like a bear trying to scratch its back on a tree. You can feel the crunching through your skin. And then suddenly, your back is wet.
And then I stand up.
Giel stands up, spins around to survey the area. As he's doing so, you see a flat, splattered mosquito stuck to his massive back. Next.
Back to the top for Shin and Lovak at 17.
Shin first.
Two of them missed me last round. Are they still up both within 5 feet of me?
Yes. Okay.
I draw my masterwork dagger to use as a spell component along with green flame blade and strike the first one. That's a 14.
Go ahead.
For 3 points of damage, then a puff of green energy will jump to the other one who's within 5 feet.
You actually do an extra D8 to that first target.
Oh, okay.
It's your fifth level now.
Well, that's an 8 more.
That's 11. 3 plus 8.
You going to trust his math?
No.
Well, 11 points to the first one.
Yep.
And then your second one will take D8 plus your spellcasting modifier.
Yep. So that'll only be 8.
So from a vibrant green to a crimson red, the flame goes. As you plunge the dagger into the mosquito, you can hear the sizzling of the mystical energy as it passes through the body of the mosquito. And then there is a course of energy that leaps from the blade in the body of the mosquito into the other one. There is a sizzle and the mosquito backs off. The other one is dead.
I use half of my movement to finish standing up, and I then use my bonus action to cast Shield of Faith. And I will use the rest of my movement to get over to Giel so that he can stand up and be safe. I'm done.
Go back.
All right. So I'm going to head into the core of the bugs, swinging my improvised weapon, and make a couple attacks at some of the flying ones. Actually, no. I'm going to make one attack at one of the flying ones. Let's take care of that first. That's going to be a 24. Four.
And it is just plus your strength.
Plus my strength, yeah. Good. And that's still going to be 5 points. Oh, D4. D4. Not D8. Let's try that again. Sorry. So that's going to be 6 points. With my second attack, I'm going to drop my sword to the ground, reach up, grab the proboscis of the one that's burrowed in my chest, and yank it out. That's 20. I rolled an 18, so I'm sure that'll be more than enough without the pluses.
Opposed grapple goes poorly for the mosquito, and you pop it out of your chest, still holding on to the proboscis.
Raise it out straight forward and then slam it into the ground.
Okay.
That's going to be for another 5 points damage.
That one splatters.
Next up is Moulet.
Okay. How many are close to me at this point?
There are only two.
I can see Giel and Shin at this distance, right? They're within 60 feet of me.
Yes. The smoke is beginning to cover the camp. And as it moves by, you catch a glimpse of Giel and Shin.
Okay. Do they have more mosquitoes?
Yes.
I'm going to ignore the ones that are closest to me for now and use Eldritch Blast against the ones near them. So I'll intone the words very stately, move my left hand in a motion and gathering those green, crackling green and black energies. One into each hand, palms forward, two blasts. I'm going to do two targets, one at another. The first one is an 8 to hit. The second is a 23 to hit.
The 23 will hit.
He takes 11 points of force damage.
You send off your Eldritch blasts, and they look like hunting wolves. They make a beeline for the mosquitoes. One of them passes by a mosquito, missing it, and the other one strikes the mosquito. There is a wave of energy that washes over it, and the mosquito remains motionless in the air for a moment and then dissipates to dust.
Next up is the 2 12s, GM and Koo.
Koo.
So Koo remembers that some of these are poisonous. Puts the bag down. How many are in his immediate area?
There are none. It appears Lovak's wild swinging of the bag of mosquitoes has either dispatched the ones in the area or chased them away.
I'm laughing.
Of course he is. How many appear to be still in the air and where are they?
The majority of them appear to be around Giel and Shin. There are 3 of them now around Giel and Shin, 2 around Tuco and Moulet.
And five on the ground, asleep.
Asleep.
Five on the ground. Asleep.
Being able to tell in the dark which ones are asleep and which ones are dead are going to be kind of hard.
Absolutely.
And how far away are the two different groups?
You're all within a full 30-foot movement of one another.
Then I will go assist Jeel and Shin.
I was going to say, because, well, there's no light source, right? I don't have a light source out because I don't need one to fight, and neither does he.
I do. So I'm kind of relying on dark vision. As I can see in the
There's
dark.
A moon, and there's the stars, so it's not like pitch black. It's not like you were in the jungle where it'd be like an inky blackness that you just can't see.
Is it still that blood red moon?
Yes, a deeper color red.
Then I will still make my way to the silhouettes of Jeel and Shin, and I'm going to pull out, this is probably stupid, I'm going to pull out my Moontouch dagger, which is a light source, and both daggers in hand, which that should illuminate the area for me and be able to pick a target.
Okay.
Dirty 20. Just within 5 feet of Jeel or Shin?
Yeah, you're going towards Jeel and Shin because that's where the largest number of mosquitoes are. So you would be within 5 feet of them by the time you get there to your target.
So I have sneak attack, and that is for 8 points of damage. That's with the masterwork. Then I'm going to make an attack with the Moontouch dagger.
The one you attack initially drops.
And then I'm going to attack another. That's a 15.
That'll hit.
For 1 point of damage.
You break off and race towards Jeel and Shin, affecting a backstab to one of the mosquitoes, dropping it to the ground. The other one, you slice off a chunk of its wing with a swipe of your other dagger. Now there is a light source by Jeel and Shin. So you can see Jeel, Shin, and Ku.
And I can probably see Shin and how wounded he is.
How wounded are you, Shin?
Well, with the stingers sticking out.
Yeah, he's
more than just about two-thirds.
He looks like what a porcupine would look like if drinking straws were their quills.
So he looks close to Beth.
I mean, would you like me to roll medicine?
You could do an assessment. He's definitely wounded. Two-thirds of your health, you mean? Your hip
two-thirds line? Of my health is gone.
He's looking even more peaked than he usually does. That's concerning. Because he's always a little kind of ashy, but now he's looking like a mime. He's so pale. Jeel, you are struck by a mosquito. Another one, this time on the chest. You take 4 points of damage. Shin, two more swoop in and you bat them off your clothing, your arm, your chest, batting them away and staying tight to Jeel. That's all I have left.
They're not going to come to the light source?
The ones by Moulay and Tuco start buzzing over to Ku and begin swirling about him.
Tuco would get an attack of opportunity if they left.
I rolled 18 plus 6 is some big number.
Ben math.
I don't get a sneak attack on this because it's an attack of opportunity, sneak attack.
Well, no, you would if you didn't use it during your turn. You get to use it once per turn.
I did not use it during my turn.
Then
is it when you make an attack?
I believe it is when you make an attack.
When you take the attack action, because that's the really important part. Nope, it's only when you hit with an attack roll, so you can't use it on an attack of opportunity.
So it's a D8 for 5 and. It's on fifth level. It's 3d6 for another 11. So 16 points of damage to the one of the ones that attempted to escape.
Don't forget your ability modifier.
Oh, plus 3 more. But I don't think any of these have 16 points of hit points. But yes, 14.
As the mosquito departs, you use an overhand swipe to slice it in half in the air, and its two halves fall to the ground.
Is that it for GM?
That is it for me.
Now is the two sixes, Tuco and Jeel. Tuco is going first. The other one is moving away. Does it move at such a pace that I can catch up to it and attack it as it's traveling?
No. You can pursue it.
I will pursue it to the larger group. And when I arrive, it will have gotten within 5 feet of... Oh, now does this count as my turn? Or did that attack of opportunity happen in my last turn? Or did it happen in
that
this
doesn't
turn?
Count last turn. As you...
I think I can get there with just my normal movement, right? 30 feet, you said? And this is with advantage, right?
No, you would not have advantage.
Because it knows I'm there.
Correct.
17, I believe, hits these. So that's the D8 and the 3D6 again. If I can find the D8, there it is. 7 plus 3 for 10. Should I roll the 3D6? Well, just for fun.
Of course.
I'll roll them.
Always roll your damage dice.
For another 11, to another 13. So 23 points of damage to that mosquito.
All right. That mosquito is dispatched. There are 4 that are in the bag, 5 that are asleep, and 1 presently attached to Geo.
And it's my turn, so I'm going to just slam it into my chest.
You're going to like...
Squash it.
You're going to peck pop it to death.
Yep.
Geo, did you ever stand up?
Yeah,
I did.
14 to hit.
What are you using your hands?
Just my hand.
So that would be a D. Well, it wouldn't even be a D4.
It's just one. It's just one damage. So if it's just like a punch, effectively, it's 1 damage plus a strength modifier.
So it'll be 4 points.
Top of the initiative order is the 17 with Lovac and Shin, and Shin goes first.
And there's only one near us right now, correct?
And it is attached to Geo.
Oh, sorry. Dagger strike, but it's not going green flame. 23.
That'll hit.
Does it hit me?
No. I was thinking the wrong weapon. This is a dagger. 4, 5.
Tell me exactly what this dagger strike looks like. Is this like a full thrust? Is this like a Jason Voorhees
this
overhanded?
This is a sideways thrust trying to skim over one pectoral, pierce what's in the middle, and finish going over the other pectoral without taking off a nipple.
So in slasher fashion, your pasty, ashy companion slashes wildly at Geel's chest, killing the mosquito and nicking Geel in the process. Lovac, you have a bag of mosquitoes.
Yep. Is there anything else around?
No. Just a bunch of dead mosquitoes, some of your companions covered in gore.
All right, I'm going to look around the ground. Any movement on the ground?
Nope.
All right, well, I'm just going to take the bag of mosquitoes and just while I'm swinging them around, I'll turn it to a vertical swing instead of a horizontal, and I'm going to smash into any of them on the ground just to make sure they're dead.
Lovac savagely beats the hammock full of mosquitoes.
Not just giggling, I am full out laughing right now. I'm just having the grandest of times.
It's disturbing. He's laughing as he's doing this. It looks like he's having a great time.
Your net is so nasty.
That's right, that was yours.
I just turned it inside out and used the other side.
It's a net.
Okay, I turned it inside out and used the other side.
There you go. That's geologic. Or do we have to rename you Geo One Nip?
Hey, Lovac, when you're done when you're done with those, there's a few sleeping ones over there if you want to stomp on them like grapes.
Tuco joins him in that.
Picture the two of them running over like kids in a puddle, just both feet in the air, yeah. Splat.
Is the one on Geel's chest still alive?
Oh, no, it's dead. Oh,
okay.
It's dead. It's dangling.
Is combat effectively over?
No, combat is over.
Okay. No. Let me get my surgeon's kit, and I will remove them. I'll remove the ones from Shin, I'll remove the ones from you, and I'll remove the ones from anybody else in the party. Because if you rip it out, it might not get it all out. And then you can get an infection.
Just blinks back at you.
This is funny to watch because the shortest member of the party at 3.5 feet tall is looking up at the largest member of the party who's 8'8" and looking down at him and scolding him.
And I'll go get my surgery kit, bring it back to Geel and Shin and start removing the tools.
After Tuco is done grape stomping, he will come inspect the stingers to see if there is any poison present.
Oh, none that you can tell. There's nothing but blood and gore in there. Those of you that have been stung are now have large, red, irritated welts on your body, are extremely itchy.
When Ku is finished removing the barbs from everyone, he will then break open his herbalism kit and try to make something for the itchiness, a poultice to put on the bite marks.
Yeah, like calamine lotion.
Yeah, except not as good as that, maybe, because it's herbs and stuff on the spot.
So, what's going on with the smoke cloud?
Bugs don't like smoke.
No, and that's no, no. where we'll leave it this week.
Okay. Join us every other week as the Eve's Watch continue their adventures in Perth. Thank you to our patrons. Find us on Patreon to join the executive producers team and support the podcast. Our cast, Bill Robitaille, Louis Aponte, Frank Whedon, Jared Parker, Marcus Holt, Sin Morse, our DM, Scott, and me, Nova. Thank you, our listeners, for joining us every other week.